This Sunday, I would like to reflect on the theme of the law of the Lord. When we hear the expressions, the law of God, or the commandments of the Lord, some of us might associate these with something that is somewhat burdensome, or perhaps even hard or impossible to live out. Scripture, on the other hand, speaks of the law of the Lord as something actually delightful, enjoyable, life-giving, sweet as honey, and refreshing as a living stream. The following are a few examples of these references. From Psalm 119, "The lovers of your law have great peace. They never stumble. My soul obeys your will and loves it dearly. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces." Now, in regard to the person that obeys the law, Psalm 1 speaks thus: "Happy the man for whom the law of the Lord is his joy, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted near streams of water that yields its fruit in due season. Its leaves never wither. Whatever he does prospers." That sounds like a pretty happy life. And lastly, from Psalm 19, we hear in a more vivid way a description of how delightful the commandments of the Lord are. It says, "The statutes of the Lord are true, all of them just, more desirable than gold, than a hoard of purest gold, sweeter also than honey or drippings from the comb." Truly, the ones that composed these psalms did not think of the law of the Lord as something burdensome, or dry, or too hard to live out. Rather, they speak about the law of God as something pleasant, enjoyable, sweet and precious. Now, the question that I would like to propose this morning is, how is it that we don't see it that way all the time? And the answer, I believe, is the heart, our hearts. And King Solomon knew this. How so? In the first reading for today, God told Solomon, "Ask something of me and I will give it to you." Which, by the way, is quite the offer coming from God Almighty. And Solomon's answer was, "Give your servant an understanding heart." He could have asked for anything in the world, and he asked for an understanding heart. and why an understanding heart? He probably had heard the Psalms that we just talked about that describe the law of the Lord as sweeter than honey and more precious than gold. And he wanted a heart capable of enjoying that sweetness of the law of God. And so he asked for an understanding heart. In the Hebrew language, the word Shema can mean to listen, to understand, and to obey all at the same time. When Solomon asked God for an understanding heart, he is actually asking for a heart that listens and ultimately a heart that obeys. An obeying heart. To many of us, the law of the Lord makes sense here in the head. The mind gets it. One can see how the commandments of God can lead someone to live a good life. But boy, is it not hard to bring your emotions, your will, all that the heart represents to agree with what the mind knows to be reasonable and good. I might know in my mind the law given by the Lord, do not forgive 7 times, but 70 times 7. I know it, and it makes sense to me, and I can see how someone that forgives lives a good life. But again, is it not hard to bring the heart to the same understanding as the mind? When, for example, you have in front of you someone that hurt you in the past. The key is an obeying heart. And may this be our prayer today. Only when all in us, yes, our mind, but also our will, our emotions, our feelings, and even our imagination, only when all of these come together and agree to following the law of the Lord, only then we will be able to taste its sweetness and enjoy it as someone enjoys silver and gold. An obeying heart is something that only God can make possible if we ask Him. May we be wise like Solomon in what we ask from the Lord.